And during the course of the next couple of weeks, we'll be introducing you to contestants in the Miss Belita teen competition, one of which is in the studio with me right now, one of whom is in the... See, you've got to get the English right, huh? It's Spilek Bone. Very nice to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. I love interviewing the Miss Belita teen contestants because you're all so very, very confident and poised and gracious. And it gives me great hope for the future, you see. So let's find out about Spile. Where do you come from?
I come from Pinetown in Durban.
And it's a long way away, really, yes, Pinetown. It's not around the corner. How did you find out about the Miss Belita competition?
Miss Belita, I was through the internet, and I specifically chose Miss Belita because it lacks a lot of community work. So although it's far, I'm willing to travel just for that.
Wow. So are you still at school?
Yes, I am. I'm in grade 10.
And which school are you at?
Hillcrest High School.
Grade 10 means that you've still got a couple of years to go. Have you decided what you're going to do once you finish school?
Yes, I'm hoping to go to a university in Johannesburg, Wits University, and I'm going to study accounting.
Wits University. We'll be alma mater then. We will be alumni. You know that.
Yes.
I went to Wits. It's a lovely institution.
Yes.
And studying accounting, of course, that gives you a very good grounding for anything, by the way. So it doesn't mean to say that you're necessarily going to become an accountant, although nothing wrong with that. But it's a great grounding for any business venture that you might want to go into or any kind of field at all. The Miss Belita competition is interesting because it's not a beauty competition per se. It is. I mean, obviously they're looking at how you present yourself, but there's so much more to it. What do you think the judges are looking for?
The judges are looking for someone who can show up for their community, even at a young age. And I think I will be able to do that. I think that's why I entered this competition at the beginning. Someone who is confident in what they do and who believes in making a change in the Belita community.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got your head on your shoulders properly. And who has been your biggest inspiration in life so far?
My mother, who is sitting right here next to me.
She is.
She has been my number one supporter.
Isn't it wonderful? So many people in life owe everything to their parents, but often they take a long time to acknowledge that. You're not so shy.
No, she has been with me throughout this entire journey from the beginning, and she is my number one fan.
How lovely. So your mom has been important in your life. Anyone else, any celebrities that you can think of that you emulate?
Celebrities? Probably Zozie Winnie-Tunzi, because she's in this pageantry industry as well, and I just love the way she presents herself, and she's just not afraid of anything.
Yeah, a bit like you, I think. You remind me of her. So, obviously you're going to make a difference, and this is close to your soul. Have you looked at any local charities or anything that you're involved with at the moment?
At the moment, this Saturday, with the Miss Belita teen community, we're going to be painting at Tiffany's Beach. It's with Paint with a Purpose from 8 o'clock. And I think that's just going to make a change for anyone who's walking past the beach to see a lovely painting done by children and done by the community. And that's my community project this time.
If you could talk to someone powerful in our beloved country, like maybe the president, and he gave you an audience, what would you ask him to pay attention to with regard to the future? Because you are the future. And, you know, we, the older generation, I think, are looking to you to guide this country in a beautiful direction. What would you say to the president?
I would ask him to pay attention to, like, students, because I feel they focus more on getting them like a very high grade when they should be pushing them to try their best in every aspect of a school learning area, whether it may be academics, sports or culture, and not just focus on one main thing. Because if you do that, not people are really academically gifted, so it makes them stressed, that goes into mental health issues and all that sorts of things. So I wanted to help them push the youth to be free in whatever they would like to do, whether it be academics or the culture and sports of the country, or being like a spokesperson doing cultural things that will help with public speaking, like Toastmasters and debating and all of that.
So in other words, finding the special ingredient that each of us has got, or each potential human being has, and encouraging that would be beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think the judges are looking for in this competition?
They are, as I said, looking for someone who will be able to bring out the best in individuals in this community, bring out the best in the community as a whole as well.
Okay, and what do they think they're going to, what do you think they're going to see in you?
I think they're going to be see someone who is passionate in whatever they put their mind to, someone who is willing to put in the extra work and doing things to help others.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, I say this to everyone that sits across me, the desk, there can only be one winner, but in my opinion, in my estimation, everyone that enters the competition and has got this far is a winner. I'm very impressed with you. 100%. I'm holding thumbs for you. I think you'd be a marvelous ambassador for the Miss Belito Teen Competition. My very special guest, Spile Kubone, I wish you great success, and hopefully we'll be chatting again after the competition.
Thank you so much.
You're tuned to 88FM's Afternoon Show. I'm Dave Charles, and the show continues